I believe in miracles.
Don't say people. I'm doing business here, man.
I don't want anybody tells you words and ideas can change the world.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
90% of what you're saying ain't coming out of your mouth.
From failing, you learn.
From success, not so much.
Keep moving forward.
Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Jeff Randolph. This Small Business Podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing, and we're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice that business owners can use to keep moving forward. This week, we sit down with Vicky Kulikoff. She's the Director of Small Business at the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce. But first, we've got another small business marketing tip to talk about. Here we go. Today's tip is sad. It's not something that you really want to have happen to you, but what if my marketing plan has gone out the window already this year? It could be because your industry has softened up or because you had unexpected expenses in the first quarter or two and have had to really shift. Well, this is such a great example of how the best plans can go awry because of other factors, the economy, the industry, politics, competitors, you name it. It's actually more common to adjust a plan throughout the year than it is to follow what you originally put in place at the beginning. So you're not alone. In this particular situation, I have three things a business should do, whether that's B2B or B2C. First, your marketing plan should always, without fail, be built in priority order. Doing this gives you the easy answer as to how to reduce or expand your budget. In this case, instead of pausing all of your marketing while you're trying to figure out what to do, you know what's budgeted by strategy, by tactic, and you can start trimming from the bottom up. Get rid of those last priority items first and keep the ones that are working for you. Next, in nearly every case, if you can't do anything else, continue doing search engine optimization, especially if you see your entire industry dip. Your competitors are feeling the same crunch. This is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to not let a competitor get ahead of you, or for you to get ahead of that competitor in the search engine results. At a minimum, you can maintain your positioning so that you're still found by people who are searching, especially when they're ready to start buying again. Finally, strengthen those relationships with key accounts. Focus on deepening relationships with your existing clients through account-based marketing strategies. Personalized attention and solutions can lead you to increased loyalty and potential upsells. Meet them where they are. Email, social media, direct one-to-one communication. If things are rough for you, it means it's probably rough for them. So show them that you're in it with them to get through this together.
Until then, remember, we're all in this together. Schooner tuna. A tuna with a heart.
And that is your marketing tip for the week. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Vicky Kulikoff that we're here with today. She is the Director of Small Business at the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And let's start with kind of chamber membership in general as we just dive immediately in to your first podcast ever. Is this your first podcast?
It is.
Man, it's my second.
Oh, so okay.
We're excited about that. Now, let's start with chamber membership in general, because you started your career with the chamber as the engagement manager, where you cultivated relationships for prospective and new and current members. I think business owners kind of instinctively know about chamber membership. Like, I think we know we're supposed to join the chamber and that's a thing we can do. But I don't know that we always do a great job of knowing what you should get out of that chamber membership and how a company could really maximize their chamber membership. So talk a little bit about that. How does a company really get the most out of belonging?
Well, Jeff, I think that's actually a great question. As the regional chamber, we have about 1,900 members. So it is a larger organization, but what that does is provide lots of opportunities for committee involvement, meetings, events, larger signature events like our annual dinner. So there is plenty of opportunity to find your niche at our chamber. I suggest to new members that just kind of jump in and try different events, whether it's our Friday, every other Friday neighborhood networking. A lot of folks love coming to that. They might find that they really love our public policy work, and so they may attend those meetings. So really just kind of get your feet wet, see what is meaningful and productive and what you like most, and then kind of whittle it down from there, because I think at last count we have like about 440 events/meetings per year. So oh, wow. There's lots of opportunities. So if you stay connected to our calendar on our website and stay connected to our staff, we'll certainly make sure you find your way through the chamber. So a lot of folks, there are that group of members that they just believe wholeheartedly in being good civic mm-hmm.
This
members.
Is what you should do.
Right, you should write the check. And so they may, you know, some of them are fine not attending, but those, especially small businesses who really want to get good use out of the membership, coming to the events is key, mm-hmm. and forming those relationships with the chamber staff and other members.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Talk to you. Say, hey, here's what I'm hoping to get out of this. And you've seen this, you've had that conversation a million times with people. Of, you know, for you, if these are your goals, here's what I think you should do.
That's right. That's right. And I would say to our chamber members, especially the smaller ones, like the smaller businesses or even the micro entrepreneurs, make sure you're connecting with chamber staff. Have one or two folks there at the chamber that you have a solid relationship with, that you can be your point person. Because mm-hmm. if you're in contact with them on a regular basis, they're going to be just naturally, they're going to see opportunities that come across their desk, and they're going to be like, oh, this is a great fit for
yeah, you're
Jane or whoever.
You're a good person to have looking out for somebody, because you're tapped into all of the things that go on. And so, yeah, if you're looking out for somebody, you're going to help them out.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk specifically about the kind of programs you run as the director of a small business, like the Small Business Celebration, Small Business Superstars. Tell us about those, because we've experienced one or two of those.
Sure. So the Small Business Celebration is actually about 38 years old. I think that this is our 38th year. So we've been doing this at the Chamber for many, many years. So we're not new to the Small Business Celebration. But after COVID and after the racial injustices of the summer of 2020, we decided we really needed to kind of reinvigorate this longstanding celebrations. So we launched the Small Business Superstars, and thank you to EAG as a superstar sponsor.
We love the superstars.
Yes, well, we really appreciate your partnership. It's been really fun. So we launched the Superstars to just really kind of, one, not only to reinvigorate the Small Business Celebration, but our number one goal was truly to just celebrate small businesses coming off of that really challenging summer of 2020, and really let these small businesses know in the greater Kansas City area that we as an organization and as a business community support them and are there for them. So it was really kind of a standalone program that got bolted on the front end of our Small Business Celebration, and we just a month or so ago had a Superstars reception mm-hmm. with probably about 500 superstars from around the community. It was a great celebration. And then if they choose to be part of our Small Business Celebration and throw their name in the hat for our Small Business Awards, they certainly can start their journey as a chamber member, and we offer a generous discount to those superstars. So then we go into our Small Business Celebration, which is probably about 4 months long. We get the applications in. We have a lot of different awards. Of course, we have our Mr. K Small Business of the Year Award.
Right.
Last year, our winner was Fatima Parrish and Parrish & Sons Construction. Mm-hmm. So it was super exciting. It was our first female Black-owned Mr. K winner in the history of the Small Business Celebration. So that was really exciting. So we have the Mr. K Small Business of the Year Award. We do have several other additional awards, and I'll just rattle them off quickly.
Sure.
We've got our Emerging Small Business Award. We have our Small Business Equity Award. We have our International Small Business of the Year Award. We have our Legacy of Kansas City, which is for businesses over 15 years or more. And we are launching this year this is the inaugural year for our Luminary Arts and Creative Small Business Award. So it's a busy time. So once the applications come in, we then hold our Small Business Candidate Showcase, which is coming up next week, April 11th at Union Station. And it's a great event. All those candidates will have a booth at Union Station in the Grand Hall. It's a great event, food, drink, open to the public, so the more the merrier. And they will all showcase their businesses. And, you know, we get such a wide range of small businesses at the showcase. It could be anywhere from, oh gosh, a food, a caterer, all the way to some type of tech company. I mean, and everything in between. So it's really fun. It's a great energy and excitement. So if your listeners can come, we'd love to have you. And after the showcase, we then go into kind of our top 10 selection for the Mr. K Small Business of the Year. And there's things that happen there for the top 10. And then we culminate with our Small Business Awards Luncheon June 13th at the Westin Crown Center.
Man, there's so many things to keep straight. Like, I know that you're not reading off of a list, and you have 400 or so events through the year of things people can get involved in. It seems like if you didn't know any better, you'd think you were reading these off a list, and I know you're not. I know you're reading, you have all of these committed to memory to keep them straight is a heroic challenge.
Oh,
that is amazing.
Well, thank you. The one thing I do want to make sure outside of our small business celebration, just to let you and the listeners know, so I do oversee our access to capital efforts as well.
Oh, okay.
So our public policy team, again, after the summer of 2020, launched a access to capital task force and began some programming meetings and committees centered around access to capital for diverse small business owners. And from that, there was several programs that were launched, including a very popular one, which is called our Lenders Forum. And the Lenders Forum brings together traditional lenders, other type of lenders as well, CDFIs, but also we bring in 5 to 6 diverse small businesses who do a presentation to the lenders. They get 5 minutes to present their business, and then then those lenders get to ask them questions. And what we're doing with that program is cultivating relationships between these Black and Brown-owned businesses and traditional lenders. We know that has been a key barrier to those businesses accessing capital. So creating those relationships and hopefully resulting ultimately in a line of credit or a loan. So we've got a generous grant from Kauffman Foundation that has enabled us to continue that work for another, well, it's a 3-year grant. So public policy transitioned all the efforts over to small business. So I've been overseeing that along with a contract worker. And so there's some other programs within that, but that's one of our bigger ones, and it's going great.
I'm sure there are things you don't do. It seems like you do absolutely everything. So, well, all right. Let me kind of piggyback on the small business celebration, because it's no secret we love the events like this. We get a lot of our guests on this podcast from the small business celebrations, and I've been impressed with them because they're entrepreneurs who see a need and they solve it. Some of the stories about, you know, that came about as a result of the pandemic, where somebody sees something and says, you know, hey, I've got a solution to that. I'm going to solve that problem, and that'll be my business. Amazing, inspiring. You're plugged into all of that. As you're talking to some of those small businesses and entrepreneurs out there, what are some of the biggest needs that you're hearing from them as a starting business?
I would say, because I do work with a lot of Black and Brown-owned businesses and women-owned businesses, that the access to capital is a real thing.
An issue, yeah.
An issue, for sure. So helping them navigate that space, I think, is really hopefully helpful to them in starting their business. And the other thing with small businesses in general, I think they can get so super focused, of course, on the day-to-day and not getting out into the community. It's tough for them to find that time in their calendar. I appreciate them that, because a lot of those owners they're doing everything, right?
Right.
So I think one of the barriers for them is, well, one, finding the bandwidth and time to get out, but building those relationships in the larger business community and the networking and cultivation of those relationships is something that's doesn't come naturally for a lot of them.
Yeah.
And so they need some support and encouragement, and hopefully, you know, myself and the rest of the chamber is there to help them in those ways.
This is a good transition into the next question I have, because it's about energy and networking. Because you're right, I don't think it comes naturally to a lot of people that there are introverts out there. There are ambiverts out there who, you know, are, I can be on public for a while, but then I need to totally unplug and I need to recover from that. When a business owner is making connections in the community, there was a quote by Tom Lehrer way back in the day that was, you know, life is like a sewer. You get out of it what you put into it. Or you could just say you get out of it what you put into it.
Right.
For a lot of business owners, I think there's an energy level or mindset that it takes to people all day, right?
Yes.
And you are out there. You have how many events per year? And these are big events, and some of them are just, you know, networking events where the job is go in and say hi and meet people and see if there's a connection there. See if you can work together with somebody. When it comes to you and kind of, you know, being on all day, does being on take a toll on you personally? And do you need a break at some point, or do you thrive on that and just, you know, give me a room to walk into?
Yeah. I mean, I think I definitely thrive on it. What I love about being a staff member at our chamber is that when I'm attending our events, it's easy to kind of fall into the hostess role. Mm-hmm. So it gives me a reason to be in that space. Now, if you put me in another room that's not a chamber event and it's a networking event, then it's a little bit harder, because it's like I really got to work to go up to this group of people, et cetera.
Right.
But I would say I probably am an ambivert. I thrive on the work that I'm doing, absolutely. And it's super fulfilling. And it gets me up every day. Being in the role of the small business director, it kind of takes my engagement and involvement with these small businesses at a whole other level, which I didn't necessarily get as much in the prior position at the chamber. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, I am actually able to help these small business owners, and it may be in some small way, but I know I'm hopefully making an impact in their lives and in their business. So it's very energizing and meaningful work for me to do. So I thrive on our networking events and our general meetings and things that the chamber does. But, you know, I do need to recharge. So oftentimes in the evenings, there's lots of opportunities to go to more chamber events and more community events in the evening. And I have to be very selective, because I need that time to recharge sitting on my couch and watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Below Deck or something like that.
Everyone needs that. I think even if you're the best extrovert ever, I think you do need that time to just go, okay, and I'm done peopling today.
Absolutely.
But if you're listening and you're an introvert and you find going to one of these networking kind of events just to be frightening in every way. I'm going to go back to some of the advice you gave at the top of the show, on just, you know, get to know your chamber people and tell them what you're after, because if you see someone in your position, you know, someone with a name tag on, you can ask for an introduction. Say, hey, I'm here to meet, you know, some people who do this. Do you see anyone here that you can introduce me to?
That's absolutely correct. And I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because whether we make a introduction in person for somebody, or if it's an email introduction, I would say that is one of the biggest benefits of a chamber membership. You've got a team of 30 chamber staff that have a lot of connections in our community, and we're here to open doors for you and facilitate those introductions. So, you know, coming to the events in person is great, but we can also do a lot behind the scenes on just those email introductions. So, yeah, if you come to an event, a networking Friday, on a Friday morning, this Friday will actually be at Chicken and Pickle, but this will be too late for that.
Check your local listings for times.
Yeah. So, yeah, if I'm there, or whomever is there from the chamber, like Jeff said, catch us and say, hey, I really want to meet so-and-so. Grab us.
Yeah.
We'll take you right over there. And it could be after the event, too. Hey, Vicki, I saw this person. I didn't get a chance to get their business card or meet with them. Can you connect me? And I am more than happy to do that. That's what we do. So that's really a huge intangible benefit of being part of the chamber.
Yeah, there is real value to that. Absolutely real value.
Yes, yes.
All right. Vicki, I think you have done a great job in the top part of this show. It is now time to go into the lightning round. Are you ready for the lightning round?
I don't know, Jeff.
See, I know. This is we've talked about categories of questions we may ask to this point. From here on, you don't know what I'm going to ask. You have no advance warning. We're just going to dive in and see where it goes. This helps people get to know you so that we can see what's going on.
My heart's beating faster now. I'm excited.
We'll start wiring people up with monitors so that we can see how this impacts them. We've had your son on the podcast as well, Sam Kulikoff, who has been a pioneer in the esports world and doing some amazing things. Multiple world championships, multiple titles. When you think about Sam, what would you say you're most proud of him for? Is it the esports work he's done, or did he win like a spelling bee in fifth grade that you still think about?
I'm not going to pick one specific event or thing he won. I'm most proud of him as just being a really good human being.
Oh, see?
And that's nice. I'm going to tear up. Yeah, he's just a really, I mean, I know I'm his mother, but he's just a really good person and a kind guy, and I'm super proud of everything that he's done.
Oh, man. See, that's why we do this. These humanizing moments. Yeah. That's why we do this show. Let's talk about social media for a second, because we did ask Sam this question in the lightning round as well. What's your favorite social media platform and why?
I don't know that I have a favorite one. I'm of that age where I don't post a lot, but I look at it a lot, too much probably. I would say I'm mostly on Facebook and Instagram, but I'm more of a behind the scenes, should be posting more, but don't.
Got it. Well, and then you're not alone. Most people are more stalkers and consumers on social media. They don't put a lot of stuff out there. Sam said Twitter, of course, because of his esports world that he lives in. But
that makes sense.
That would make sense for him. Everybody has their own that is like, yeah, I go here. I live in this world. This is what I want.
And I think I've kind of intentionally stayed away from the TikTok world only because I know once I go down that path, then I'm...
You're never coming back.
Yeah.
You'll stay there.
Exactly.
Forever.
So.
That's where you'll live.
Exactly.
In retirement, maybe. When eventually you'll be like,
yeah, I got a few years.
Let's see what this TikTok thing has to do.
Right.
Maybe by then there won't be one anymore. On your LinkedIn profile, I noticed that in your interests section, you have three people that you follow. One is a TED Talk presenter with 5 million followers. You follow a Gen Z influencer and Snoop Dogg. CEO of Death Row Records. Talk to me for a minute about Snoop. Is it the songs or was it his early work with Dre? What is it that draws you to Snoop Dogg?
That's hilarious. I didn't even remember that would have been on there. But
you hit like one time.
Right,
and that's it.
That's
man.
So funny.
He's your top three.
I think he's pretty amazing. I just love the way he has evolved as he's matured.
Oh, yeah.
So the breadth and scope of the work that he's done through his career and then his ability to connect with people that you would never think he would connect with, that is inspiring to me. So I love that about him. I love, that he has that partnership with Martha Stewart. I don't really know what's going on with that anymore, but he's somebody that exudes charisma and energy, and people seem to like him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So I just think he's a really interesting example of somebody who's able to connect with all kinds of people in the world. And I appreciate that about him.
Yeah.
So,
there was his recent thing that he did with solo stoves, the smokeless campfire stove kind of thing, where, you know, at the end of the first week, he was like, I'm giving up smoke and, you know, please respect my privacy.
Oh, and so that was all
the
that
next week. Yeah. Then, okay, yeah. You can't have him give up smoke. What would dogs and cats living together, right. Mass hysteria. We wouldn't know what kind of world we lived in if that were the case. Yeah. So the next week he announced, you know, this partnership kind of thing, this sponsor, this pitchman thing with a solo smokeless stove.
I never knew what the actual
influencers,
what that was all about. I mean, I saw the post, but then I never followed it. But the other thing about him that I find fascinating is just that he is somebody that is on the edge, edgy, you know, obviously he's very, you know, everybody knows about his smoking and, mm-hmm. and all of that, and that's who he is. And yet he's able to build those bridges with people who probably aren't doing those things he's doing, but they still respect him for the human being that he is and the businessman that he is. So I really love seeing that he can build those bridges and that there are, you know, that you don't always have to have the same interest in life to be able to connect with people.
Yeah.
And I love that about him. So there's a lot of, he's really, you know, an interesting person to follow.
It's a good discussion on Snoop Dogg. Anytime we can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to give you the power to change the world in this last question. Last question of the lightning round. Give you the power to change the world, to make it a better place. How would you do that? Would you change something about the way that people act or a thing or introducing something new? How do you change the world to make it a better place?
Wow.
Whew. You've never had this much power before, but now that you do.
That's hard. You know, I've been somebody that's been involved for many, many years in interfaith work and always really believed in, again, that building of bridges and the importance of bringing people together. And it would probably, if I had the power, it would be something around that, mm-hmm. Which I think would be super beneficial for the time that we're in today. And I don't know what that would look like.
You don't have to have all the things.
I don't have
it
all figured out. Okay. Well, I'll let you know. I'll come back to you with the full plan.
You don't have to have a plan right now. If you could snap your fingers, that's what we're after.
Okay.
Good answer. I like that.
Thanks,
That's worthwhile. That's very much worthwhile.
Thank you.
Well, you've survived the lightning round. Well done. We're out of that. Vicky Kulikov, Director of Small Business at the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce. Where can people find you if they want to connect with you, if they want to learn more?
Well, Jeff, they can probably find me on almost all social media platforms except for, well, actually, I do have a TikTok profile, but I don't know what it is. You can find me on all of them. You can certainly find me on LinkedIn. That I'm there. And if you want to find out more about Chamber events and chamber happenings, you can visit our website. It's kcchamber.com. And again, love to have everybody, the more the merrier, attend our small business showcase on Thursday, April 11th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at Union Station in the Grand Hall. So go to our website. You should find the link to register there. If not, hit me up on LinkedIn and I'll get you in.
Yeah, and no matter when you listen to this, go to the website and check out what the calendar of events is, and you know, look up Vicky and make sure she can introduce you around to somebody, because I promise you, it'll be worth it. Vicky, thanks for being on the show.
Jeff, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
That is our show. Thanks to our guest, Vicky Kulikov, and thank you for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review, drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have any thoughts. Until then, we'll be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.